Sybil.
Happy hump day, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
What is going on, everybody?
Mr. Brown.
Yeah, it is Wednesday. Okay, how much longer do we say Happy New Year?
Well, you keep saying it.
We've been saying it.
The whole week.
Okay.
Well,
Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Until the King Day holiday.
The King holiday, that's right. We got what, another week?
Week and a half.
Week and a half, okay. I'm down with that. I like saying Happy New Year.
Really?
I really do. I'm one of those.
I'm not mad at that.
I like it. Yeah. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah. Okay. Looks like Janet's surgery is going to be about a tumor on her vocal cords.
Yeah, we said it was throat voice related.
Yeah, she said the doctor said they might have found a growth. They don't know if it's cancerous. But she's
did that come
be
from straining or singing, doing all those shows?
Cancer, I mean,
they don't even know if it's cancer yet.
Right.
Yeah, but a nodule on a throat usually means you've been singing too hard.
Mm-hmm.
Which I can't understand why Charlie Wilson never had throat.
Yeah, because she definitely don't. Yeah. Which he did have something, didn't he, once?
I don't think so. I don't think he's ever had throat surgery. And he was smoking crack and singing hard for 40 years, you know?
I think he had some sort of surgery. Crack. I don't know if the man was smoking crack.
Well, he says that on stage.
I don't think I've ever heard him say he smoked.
Well, he does have a testimony about his drug use.
Yeah, he says that.
But he definitely sings harder than Janet.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one thing, you're right.
But if there's a growth on it, then it's cancerous. You know,
we don't know that it is.
That might not have anything to do with singing hard.
Best thing we do is pray. We'll pray for Janet.
Because cancer don't care. All right. So good luck and God bless. Godspeed, Janet Jackson. She'll be out for a while. They don't even know when she's coming back. She was supposed to start back January 9th. And they don't know
did
when
she have tours that she was supposed to do.
She got the second half of this tour. Plus, she was supposed to make up some dates from last year.
Yeah.
And now they don't know how long she's going to be out.
I said, send the Jackson brothers out there and let them take them dates. I mean, the money's
that
there.
That would be
LaToya good.
LaToya and Rebe.
Yeah.
Put them all together. Let them go do it.
And the guys.
Like a good idea to me. And who?
And the guys, the Jacksons.
Yeah, the guys go out there.
Jermaine and Tito and
Rebe and Tito
and Randy.
You just like saying Rebe, huh?
I love Rebe. Yeah, come on, do Centipede and call it a night.
Yeah.
Who sung Centipede? It was Rebe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice little show.
Get the family together. I like it.
I love it. Yeah.
So you put on your Papa Joe outfit and, you know.
Yeah, you don't do refunds. I mean, nobody wants to do a refund, son.
Put Catherine and Joe out there.
Put the whole family out there.
Whoa.
Put Freddie Jackson. Add him.
Yeah.
Jesse Jackson. Samuel Jackson.
Samuel
Action
Jackson.
Okay. Send him out there. What is Action Jackson doing? Nothing.
Serena had to. Serena's got knee problems. Yeah, it's her left knee.
Mm-hmm.
And she had to pull out of the tournament.
Blair, you can't put all that ass on two knees. You just there's no way.
Oh.
No, it can't be done.
That's
a lot to ask for two knees.
Just a little knee.
Even the knees are saying, damn. That's a lot of ass to put on.
Someone said during the off season, she's been appearing on a lot of events and wearing wearing heels and those red bottoms instead of those tennis shoes have messed up her knees.
Her fashion line has called upon her to make a lot of the fashion week shows and what have you.
You say all that all you want.
Like
that's all of that ass on two knees.
Just two. She needs an extra knee.
Just two knees.
Okay.
she, She need a third.
Can't divide all that ass on two knees.
All right. Wow.
It's a lot to ask two knees to do. The knees are going, we're just two knees. Come on. Give us a break.
Monique Pressley got a victory yesterday defending her client, Bill Cosby, and she got a stay on the testimony that was supposed to happen today in a deposition.
For Mrs. Cosby, Camille.
Yeah.
So she doesn't have to do it at all?
She had been scheduled, and they have agreed for a postponement, Jay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
that's what she said yesterday on the show.
And so he says if the appeal is denied, the deposition should be rescheduled quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's a victory.
Of sorts, yeah.
For Mrs. Cosby.
Yeah. For some time.
Yeah. Monique's doing a heck of a job.
She's something.
She is. She is.
She definitely is.
Never heard of her, huh? Until now.
No.
Mm-mm. Man, she's been a Howard alum. She's a ordained minister.
And is she married, Sybil?
Not that I know of, I don't.
Yeah. And I read this and it says, hiring Ms. Pressley to defend Bill Cosby might be sending a message that if she, an intelligent black woman, believes that Bill Cosby is innocent, then he really must be innocent. And that's the strategy.
Yeah, perception goes a very long way. And that's been the conversation about...
When she was on Monday, she sounded like she really believes that this man is innocent. And
we talked about it a while ago that previously we had only seen white men surrounding Mr. Cosby.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so it is a strategic effort to get a strong black woman, as she is described, and one who is really on the case and doing her job. And so
OJ had a strong black man, so, I mean, I'm just throwing that out there. Strong black woman.
Yeah, she is something. I mean, when she was on Monday with Roland, I'm convinced that she thinks that he's innocent.
Well, that's the job of the attorney.
Yeah, no, that is the job.
And she's doing it, right?
And she's doing a heck of a job.
She does what, you know, that she's being hired to do.
And the odds are, you know, they're not looking good for her. I mean,
not looking good for the Cosby. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So good. Good for Monique. Mm-hmm. Good for Camille. Mm-hmm. But that's just a temporary thing.
It's a postponement. For sure, but, you know, that's a part of their strategy, and they do have a long-term strategy.
What's wrong with Mr. Cosby's eye? Did anybody say what's wrong with his eye?
He's got, they said what the problem was.
It's a degenerative eye disease, Jay, and this has been an ongoing thing.
She can't do nothing about that.
No. She's an attorney.
You sure he's not winking as he goes in the courtroom? I don't know. That's a bad joke. That's very bad. Very bad.
And the number of, and the people who listen to us who think that Bill Cosby is being framed, and it's a conspiracy.
There's a lot of people like that. Yeah.
And interestingly enough, it goes to the conversation. Well, this is barbershop conversation. I was with a friend at the barbershop. And they were all saying that when he tried to buy NBC?
Yeah.
And they say that when it showed that he had that kind of money and that kind of power, that's when they decided
to bring
Mr. Cosby
I've
down.
Heard that. I've heard that conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm one for a conspiracy theory, but I think that's a bit of a stretch.
That's a bit. Yeah. But here's the one I say on stage. Well, I always ask the ladies, do you think he's guilty or not guilty? And then the ones that think he's not guilty, and I say this, you're at a party, and Mr. Cosby says, I'm going to go get the drinks. How many are ready for that?